Great pass from Deion Dedes.
The lob is done.
Go 40 minutes to a title.
David Blue for three. On the mark, David Blue.
Now Spinelli's drives inside. Looks for the alley. Corey Higgins just exploding.
EuroLeague Sweet 16. Exactly what you need.
As ever, we are up on SoundCloud and we are, of course, on wherever you get good podcasts. So be sure to search for EuroLeague Sweet 16 to subscribe and get the episodes as soon as they drop.
Hello and welcome to a very surprising episode of EuroLeague Sweet 16. Why surprising, do you ask yourself? Well, very simple. We did not expect to record this episode on this lovely Monday. Is it, Dave? Well, as ever, as always, I'm Moshe from the website formerly known as Team Scout, and with me, as you've guessed probably by now, with a big spoiler alert, the lovely Mr. Dave Hine. Dave, how are you doing?
Yes, good. It is Monday. For those who didn't catch it, it is a Monday, and we are recording it after a weekend and try to figure out what went on.
I was legit wondering if it is Monday. In fact, this is like how tired I am right now.
Yeah. Looks like everybody except Barcelona wanted to have another week of games. You know,
it's like they are the party poopers of the year, aren't they?
Barcelona.
Yeah. I mean, we've got ourselves quite a celebration when you think about it, right? I mean, game five, Monaco Maccabi, game five, Olympiacos Feyenoord, game five, we're seeing also between Madrid and Partizan. It's like, I know I'm walking a fine line right now, but this is perhaps the most unexpected series, I'd say, plural, of course, that we could have asked for or that we've gotten. I don't remember something of that sort in recent years, like at all.
Yeah, I can't really think of it right off the top of my head for sure, but there was at least recently we've had three of the three game fives, but I mean, I don't really know any of that. I'm pretty sure. No. Now you're gonna make me look.
Yeah, you know
for
what?
For some reason, I think there was, but
so you know what? Let's do this.
I'll take a look, but we can continue. I'll
do this right now as I'm gonna give Emmett's intro to the most inaccurately named segment in all the sports entertainment today. It is time for the 4 minutes. It's the 4 minute warning.
4 minutes to get through all the action that just happened in EuroLeague. It's the 4 minute warning.
So, three game fives, you know what? Even if we've experienced it in the past, which I doubt that happened the last couple of years, but there's a good chance I'm mistaken. I'd say that the most, what makes it so special is the way that it developed. Like, you did not expect Partizan to go 2-0 on the road and then lose 2 at home. You did not expect each and every one of the games between Maccabi, Tel Aviv, and Monaco to develop the way they did. Each and every one of the four, completely different. You did not expect Olympiacos Feyenoord to go down like this.
I didn't expect. Actually, it's the same exact 2020-2021.
What?
CSKA Moscow took down Fenerbahce 3-0. And the other three went to five games.
Zenit Barcelona, Bayern Zenit Milan, Barcelona,
FS Real, and
Bayern Milan, yes.
Bayern, man, how could you question me?
I did not question you. I said, I put it in the open. I do not remember. But you know what? Even then, it's like he had...
It's totally legit to question me for sure. But let's see then. Let's see. Zenit took game one on the road, and then the home team won all three games in game five.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if that's what you're checking, game five, like, the home teams are 15-0.
Is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
But now there is this pressure where you do not want to become the first team to lose game five.
We're looking at you, Olympiacos.
Olympiacos, I mean, hell, it can be Monaco, it can be Madrid.
But you and your number one seed has never made the final four.
No, they have made the final four. They just never won it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But we're looking at you like that. So anyhow. Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, like you said, and I think you're accurate. I don't think anybody, you know, figured that this was going to happen, you know, especially the Partizan one, you know, where Partizan, you know, go into Madrid and take both games, and then Madrid come back and take both on the road. That, you know, it's basically, you know, splits is usually what you would, you know, you would think would happen.
I mean, you know what, let's talk for a sec about the Olympiacos Fener series, because it had to be Slukas. Like, it couldn't have been anyone else. Yeah. It had to be him. Had to be him.
Yeah. And
it seemed that at one point, like alongside Sasha Vesnikov, it's like they were playing a game of hold my beer in game three. It's like, oh, you made that three pointer, hold my beer.
Yeah.
And then like it was straight up crazy, and it had to be Slukas. Like, I saw Slukas wearing the Fener jersey, knocking down same buzzer beating shots. You know, it's amazing that you can like copy and paste the same thing, same three pointer buzzer beating thing, just with different uniform. It's amazing.
I don't even think you could say Slukas. I don't even think you need to say Slukas. You can just say Olympiacos. You know,
yeah.
They're, you know, and their propensity to have magic, you know, and over the years, you know, and it's, you know, it just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't stop. And it just, yeah, you figured there, and everybody, you know, almost everybody who's listening to this has probably seen the video of Etudis, you know, and the emotions that you go through on the sidelines. And, you know, it is, I mean, and what's cool for like you and me, it's like, we don't have a horse in the race, so we don't care. We're just enjoying the moment. You know, we're not living and dying as Fenerbahce or Olympiacos fans, you know. I mean, I don't care. You know, whoever wins, it wins is, you know, it's fine with me. You know, it's just great that we get great games. And I'm just happy that we don't have a horse in the race.
Oh,
I don't have a horse in the race.
Listen, it's crazy. Straight up, like, the Fener series, like, I thought it will go to like a 3-1. Like the Maccabi series, there is a lot, you know what, even in that series, like, I've watched all four games. I was in Monaco, I was in Tel Aviv. There's one thing that stayed, like, you know, in this entire crazy ass equation, right? There's only one thing that remained constant, and that was aggressiveness throughout the series. The team that was more aggressive won each and every one of those games. Like, so far, talent didn't win. It's like you're in a fight. You're in a straight up fight. And it's crazy. It's just crazy. Like, you're seeing the Madrid Partizans here. I'm like, can we get more? Can we get more of it? And then you have Barcelona, who, like, you know, they're going just like, they don't give a shit about us. It's like three games, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know what? I mean, that, to be honest though, I mean, it kind of shows like the class, you know. But I mean, that was also the one series where, you know, you know, if there's going to be a sweep, that would be the one. You know, you didn't see Partizan would be, you know, going, yeah, in, you wouldn't say Partizan's going to lose two games at home, you know.
3-1 maybe. 3-1 maybe.
Yeah, 3-1, like, the, but they're going to take a game at home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, same thing, you know, Maccabi's, you know, they're strong at home, and, you know, and
but they gave up a game at home.
Actually, what's great is that, besides, I mean, Monaco is probably the, I don't want to say the war, I mean, of the eight teams, Monaco's home. Well, I don't know. Who would you say has the atmosphere is the,
oh,
not the least wild,
the fan experience?
Would you say Barcelona? I mean, because Barcelona can actually, I don't know how Barcelona,
not at home, really, like, their fans, listen, their fans are making themselves heard throughout the like, you know, Barcelona fans. But Monaco,
I don't mean to, you know,
no, it's
poop on, like, it's poop a on very Barcelona fun, fans, if you're listening,
it's a fun arena to be in. right? The one in Monaco. No AC, by the way, whatsoever. No AC. But there is a good DJ. It's like the crowd is very responsive to that DJ. Obviously, it's going to take them time to build that fan base, the diehard fan base, like, you know, you see with Partizan, with Maccabi, with Olympiacos. And, like, honestly, the Maccabi fan display in Monaco was great.
Were there a lot of Maccabi fans there?
I think it was about, like, somewhere between 700 to 1,000.
Okay.
So that's like in a small arena as this, it's, you know.
Yeah.
And the game was, it's like, you know, everyone tried to claim that this team has pressure on them. Then it was the other way around. Then this team said about that team and it was the other way around. It was, you know, pure craziness, if you ask me. But like, you know, it depends like on which series you want to. Because you mentioned Maccabi and they are strong at home. At the same time, you did not. If I were to tell you Maccabi will lose, like this game could go to game five, you're like, yeah, for sure. I definitely see it. But you would also say Maccabi were one of the worst away teams this year. They're one of the best home teams this. No, actually, they were the best home team this year. So you'd expect them to lose the first two, win this, and then win the games three and four, then even go remotely close to it. Like, not one bit. Madrid, like, I don't know how much Eddie Tavares is making.
Tavares, oh yeah. I mean,
give him a raise. Give him a raise, Madrid. Give him a raise, or you might lose him. Simple as. I don't know how much he's making. Doubt.
I mean, and you saw the value when he was out, you know. He got injured, and they lost the first game, and he didn't play the second game, and they lost that game, you know. And I know it wasn't only him. But, you know, he kind of got Cape Verde also to the World Cup, you know.
Dave, is it coincidental that he finishes as back-to-back MVP with back-to-back MVPs? No. Right? I mean, he was game three MVP and game four MVP.
I think you can almost argue that. I know, you know, people are going to hear this and probably say, you know, maybe not, but. You know, I think you can even argue that he might be the MVP of the league. I mean, you know, he's just a rock in the back, and you know, without him, I don't know what their record is without him. But
I mean, with the size that he has, it is crazy surprising for a guy, right, like him, again in his size, to deliver back to back performances that are simply remarkable. It's not that easy for a center, for a 7-footer. It's like, you know, take it from here. I mean, like, it's the physicality, like the physical aspect alone, the stamina, agility, anything that, you know, every physical aspect of the game that you can try and analyze to get two dominant performances within the span of 48 hours from one guy. Again, in Tavares, you know, in his size,
would be injured impressive. Too. Was coming back from an injury.
You know exactly.
That was the only those were the only games he's missed this season. He hasn't missed a game this year in the EuroLeague.
Yep. So it is what it is. You know, like that series alone of that fight, which wasn't really a fight. I mean, listen. Look, we're not in the 80s anymore where fights were fights, you know.
Says in his 80s,
yeah. Yabusalem or Yabuslam, you know? Yabu Body Slam.
Yeah, Yabu Body Slam.
Yeah.
I like that one. Yabu Body Slam.
Yabu Body Slam, yeah. Like, yeah, I've seen some of his teammates go, you know, former teammates saying, you know, that's not him. He's a really nice guy, but
he still did it.
No, he did it big time. You know? I mean, it wasn't right. Obviously, he knows it. They know it.
And so everybody's back except
him. Right? He's done for the season, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought he's going to get a bit more.
Punter's back.
Yeah.
And who else got the two?
Lesor. Oh, Deck is out, though. Deck and Avramovich. Alexa! Yeah, he's out also. like, but both with injuries, one torn MCL, one with a broken hand. It's crazy, crazy series, you know? What I did like, however, is the treatment, like how, not treatment, but how everyone handled the situation right after. Mm-hmm. Try to calm everyone down. Like, you know, that was, I really liked it.
I mean, you almost have to, you know? I mean, Obradovich knows what those fans are like there. And, you know, he has to say, look, you know, we're going to talk it over. And I mean, you know, they had the tragedy there too, you know, in Belgrade. And, you know, to all the listeners, you know, from Belgrade or from Serbia, you know, hopefully nobody, you know, had anybody, you know, directly affected, impacted, whatever. Cause, you know, as an American, I've gotten numb to it, you know, all of these shootings. But it hits differently when it, you know, when it's here in Europe. And, you know, even here, I'm in Germany, for those who might not know, and we're even starting to get a little bit more here. But it's just, you know, tragic shit. And, you know, day, you know, one after the next, you know, day, you know, back to back days, you know, school shooting and then mass shooting. That's just, you know, insane shit. You know, I mean, you in Israel, you know, you have your own sort of, you know, there's a different form of violence that happens, and, you know, that you guys have to kind of, you know, live through. And like, but I mean, there's that on top of it, which, you know, I mean, kind of, I guess, I mean, to say helped cool the heads is, you know, it's kind of like, you know, take, you know, I don't want to say it's taking the situation and, you know, diminishing it at all, but, you know, that was very important for, as you said, you know, for them, how they handled it to, you know, just go straight away and say, hey guys, you know, this was a one-off thing, and it's not, you know, we're all adults, if you will, and, you know, and it won't happen. And, you know, we all respect each other, and we want you to respect, you know, from the Partizan fans to the Real Madrid, you know, family, you know, staff, everybody that was coming over, you know, you need to respect them and as well. So let's move on. I mean, how do we want to, you know, do we want to do picks now, or do we want to, you know, what do you think?
I mean, there is a philosophical question that needs to be asked here. Okay.
Okay.
Considering the situation, meaning 15-0, right? Is there even a need to make picks? Is there even a need to discuss, because you've mentioned the 2021 season, right? We had 3 game 5s. We had Milan, Bayern, I think it went down the wire for like a last possession.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you had to kind of make a parallel series, you know, between all, you know, what we had 2 years ago and what we have now, which one would you say will go as which one? Like, for example, Maccabi Monaco will end like the Bayern Milan. You know, the Zenit Barcelona will end up just like Madrid, you know, Partizan. Who would you go with? And you know what? Let's be brave enough to give our picks. And you know what? Actually, just no, we'll not do picks this time because it's different. It's a different situation. So just what do you think of how the games will develop? And maybe I will, you know, kind of force you to actually maybe predict something.
If there's gonna be a blowout, I think it's Olympiacos. That's my pick. That if there's gonna be one, that'll be it. I think Olympiacos, they understand where they're at right now, and they don't, you know, it's back at home, and
where they've been before, by the way, where they've been before just a year ago.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we really got to ask Coach Bartsokas, right? Why are you making things so difficult for yourself? It's a good question, Dave.
Yeah, they'll do it though. I can see like I could see Monaco and Maccabi kind of being the Bayern one that goes down to the end.
Not the Madrid Anadolu series, like when really like it took a shot by Kruno, which by the way Monaco doesn't have. They don't have a Kruno guy, if you know what I mean. They take down that shot that will eliminate.
So, all right. Well, let's go this way. Let's go this way then instead. Because I think Maccabi actually is going to win that game.
What? Really?
I do.
Okay. Okay.
I think Maccabi is going to do it. I don't know if I have a really good reason for it.
It's just a gut feeling in it, right? It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, I got you. You know, I think, you know, the fact that they were kind of able to really dominate that fourth game, you know, gives them a little bit more of a, you know, a little bit more of a
edge
of that special feeling that they kind of need, you know?
Yeah.
Like motivation and momentum.
But they lost last night, and I really have a question. How good is it to really beat the team? 35 points in a series, because we've seen the Siena Olympiacos series. We've seen a blowout in game one. It did not end well, you know, for that team that blew out the... It's never a good thing. You know, you want to win, but not by too much, as Jackie Moon once said.
Yeah, I still, you know, I've always been a Bonzi Colton fan. You know, Lorenzo Brown is he's a European champion. He was amazing at Eurobasket, you know, and I really think that they're, so that'll be the first time that a road team's won game five. Is that what it would be? Is that what you were saying? Did you say that the road team has never won a game five? Is that?
Yeah.
50-0. So I kind of think that, I mean, I would, to be honest, though, I mean, I also wouldn't put it past Partizan. I can't put myself and pick Partizan in that one. But the other part of that, though, is that Punter's back, you know, and Punter. Look, man, against Real Madrid in the playoffs with Punter, they're 2-0 in Madrid, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And he's back then, you know, and he's like, look, guys, you know, we're one win from, you know.
Here's
the last for us, it wouldn't be shocking the world, like our world, because, exactly. You know, it's Obradovic and, you know, the guys that they have. But that would be a shock into the basketball world, you know, so I wouldn't put it back past them, but.
It's like
I don't know if those guys are ready. I don't know if Lil and Rodriguez and Fernandez will let that happen to lose another game on home turf again. You know, that's,
here's the thing. It's like you have so many EuroLeague champs on one side, but then you have the most accomplished, experienced coach, the winningest coach in the history of the EuroLeague.
And you have a beginner coach on the other side too, with those champions too. It's like
it's unbelievable.
The team is full of like EuroLeague stars, or like but a coach that has like no experience, head coaching experience basically, and just the other way around. You know, you don't have a lot of EuroLeague playing experience. Then you have like this legend leading the way. So.
Well, I mean, Nunnally is a EuroLeague champ with Obradovic. You have. Lide,
I'm not saying there's nobody.
And Punter. I mean, no, but you have guys who have like Final Four experience.
Yeah.
Like honestly, I'm with you. It's as surprising as it may seem, it's like nothing will really surprise you at this point.
After what if Partizan and Maccabi win? Wouldn't that like fit with this season?
Look, if that would be even the finals game. You know what I mean? It's like
Jellicoe. Well, what's the draw? So,
no, it's the winner between Partizan in Madrid faces Barcelona in a semi, and the two other series will face each other.
The other two series, yeah, exactly.
It's crazy because either Zoc's 10th title will be with Partizan where it all began, should it happen, or, and people may not know this, but I will tell you this perhaps later. We'll keep that story in mind. Should a specific team make it to the finals game in Kaunas? I will tell you after we finish this recording, though. I will be fair.
Okay.
So, are we doing this prediction thing, though?
You actually wanted me to pick, right? And then I kind of...
Not necessarily. I mean, really, I'm giving you...
I mean, you were kind of like, yeah.
You know what? Not really.
I'll go and I'll say it. And I'll put it on the board as a pick. Olympiacos.
Oh, hell no. You just jinxed. You're going to jinx three teams, aren't you?
Olympiacos are going to win. Maccabi's going to win. And Real Madrid.
This episode will be deemed as the unjinxable.
Come on. I'm a Cubs fan. There's no jinx, man. There's no jinx.
Oh, shit. Well, why would you have to go there?
No, dude. No. What I say doesn't jinx anybody. So.
Oh, of course not. Because we didn't jinx Zvezda at all for like five seasons straight. You're right. We did not jinx Žalgiris.
I don't know if I can really say that I did. Was I on that much?
Here and there.
I wasn't there as regular as I am here. So.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like
Olympiacos, Maccabi, Real Madrid.
But you will
my heart really, really wants to really wants to say Partizan. But I just think that they're that far away. But it's gonna be a good one.
Shit. Those so you're saying we're gonna see Zoc and two of his students, not three, in the final four. Charis and Katas.
Partizan doesn't make it. Partizan doesn't make it.
Oh, sorry. So we're going to see just two of Obradovic's students, one of his former teams, and one of his arch rival. Essentially.
That's what I'm saying. What are you saying?
I'm not going to say.
Actually, you know what? I have one.
Go for it.
100% bet. Go ahead. Everybody can bet on it. Barcelona's going to be in the final.
You're saying Barcelona are going to be in the finals game?
No, they're going to be in the final four.
Well, I'll be damned.
No, but okay, so you're three game five picks. Let's hear what you say.
I'm not going to give my picks. Let's hear yours. I'm not going to give my picks. No, I'm not. Not this time. Not ever. I'm not picking Olympiacos, Maccabi, and Partizan because I am. So, with my picks now, would you... Please tell everyone where can they find you. I mean, there's a good chance we'll be doing this again in a few more days. And for sure, we're going to see each other in Kaunas.
Yeah, I am at Heinews, HEINNEWS. That's on Twitter. And that's pretty much everything. I haven't been doing it very much lately. I've been doing a bunch of World Cup stuff and, you know, just haven't been able to do much. And but that's where the easiest place to find me. In Kaunas, if you're going to be coming, come to the Kaunas Sports Hall. Very historical place. That's where Lithuania won the European Eurobasket in 1939. It was built for that arena, and actually, it was the home of Žalgiris until Žalgirio Arena opened in 2011. Think about that. That was the home of Žalgiris until 2011. I wrote the article. I should know, but anyhow, that was their home, and so that's where the final four. That's where the AJT finals are going to be.
That's not. We definitely got to be there then. And as ever, you can find Ari at the various social media platforms of Your Hoops and his own at R Barkas. Various social media platforms of Ball in Europe to find Emmett, which will be joining us this time for real in the Final Four, unless he will fail to wake up, which I definitely do not see happening this time. Nobody will be with us, he promised. And as for myself, as ever, as always, at MosesB1 and on Twitter, of course, and Instagram. And there is that the show's account where we're all available at, and that is at ELSweet16Show. So make sure you follow, you hit the, you know, the subscribe button. We promise you a lot of exciting news during the Final Four towards season 8 of the show. But even before that, we know what you've missed. And just know, there might be an awards show coming anytime soon. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to promise. But till then, we can only say, till next time.
Great pass from Diamantidis.
The lob is done! There we go, 40 minutes to a title.
David Blue for three. On the mark, David Blue!
Now Spinelli's drives inside. Looks for the alley! Corey Higgins just exploding.
EuroLeague Sweet 16, exactly what you need.